is Destiny McKinley, and this is my Creative Critical Response number 3. The focus of this podcast will discuss how my production skills developed throughout the project. At the beginning of my junior year, I had never made a blog post before, but now I have made several blog posts and understand the conventions of them and how to properly get my point across. Needless to say, having never made a blog post before, the first post was rough and not thorough. As I looked at other blog posts and how they were constructed, along with feedback, I was able to not only improve my first blog post, but make all of my blog posts consistent and effective. The first part of developing my production skills required research. For my research portion, I first needed an understanding of each concept so that I had an idea of how to best approach the task. A tool that worked successfully for me was to look at an image of what I was looking for and formulate my own definition in my head and compare it to a definition I found in an article or pulled out from an image reference. For instance, I looked up images of codes and conventions in my first blog post to see what those were and how to pull them out of an image. When I was stuck on something, I would look at an image or simply research an article to give me an in-depth explanation of the topic. After researching and reading several articles, I was able to formulate my responses and plan what I wanted to change and what I wanted to utilize in my own blog post. The second component that I utilized when developing my production skills was planning each individual component. Before I did each blog post, I would look at the rubric and compare my work to the rubric to make sure I was meeting all of the requirements for a successful blog post. Having a way to plan and construct my post effectively allowed me to know what to do and provided consistency and organization throughout my post. I went through a checklist while completing every blog post to formulate my final product and ensure that I was hitting all of the target points. I utilized the ACE rubric along with a modified overview from my ACE instructor, Mr. Camford, to complete the task to the best of my abilities. Utilizing the rubric as a checklist was resourceful because I could hold myself accountable to which sections and requirements I was matching, and my teacher could easily point out to me for feedback purposes where I needed to focus my attention more according to the ACE rubric. The next discussion will focus on creating the individual components of my product. At the beginning of this project, I always had an initial idea of what I wanted my project to look like. However, creating a piece from your head can be difficult without having any real dimensions or color. I always started by having an idea in my head of what I was looking for, and then would sketch it out and create drafts as I did in my blog post for my mock-up blog, my main cover image, table of contents, and two-page spread. I then produced mock-ups of my drafts to see what my product would look like with color and other elements utilized. The software that I became familiar with throughout this process was Canva. I learned how to make a blank design and edit it to my liking, and I learned how to use templates as a base for my final product. I was able to develop each piece by receiving feedback on what I needed to revise and edit, so my product flowed together better. In my first blog post, Codes and Conventions of Toxic Beauty Standards, I had to revise it significantly because it was my first blog post I've ever created in my entire life, and I was lacking in-depth responses of each topic. I learned that I needed to make sure to cover every aspect as if the topic was being introduced to someone who had no previous background knowledge on the concepts. I also made sure that I was proofreading my work or had a peer proofread my work to make sure everything made sense. I was able to advance the more I was familiar with the rubric, so I understood what would be expected, as well as the skills I needed to utilize to reach the full marks. In my ACE Media Studies class, we utilized peer feedback as a revision process. I will now be discussing my opinions on receiving peer feedback and how I applied changes. In my opinion, the process of having peer feedback was beneficial. I used it often and took it into consideration based on the comments that I received. I feel peer feedback can sometimes have a greater impact because the commentary is coming from a different perspective with people in your age group who may have better insight on how to make something more appealing. In other fields of study, such as ACE English Language, I also utilize the process of receiving peer feedback so that I am able to make a larger impact with my writing to convey my message. When I did not utilize every feedback suggestion, that was because some of them contradicted the codes and conventions I was aiming towards. I didn't end up using the beneficial feedback that suggested making edits to the fonts and making consistent text sizes. The last part of my discussion focuses on the reflection of my final product. After completing my final product, I was pleased with the outcome. The hard work and hours I put into each piece definitely paid off in the end. Throughout the first 5 blog posts, I had to learn the basics so that I could build a magazine. For instance, I had to learn the color, font, and layout I would need to utilize that would be appropriate and match with my genre. I then proceeded in creating my main cover image. In doing so, I had to take pictures and decide what I wanted to use for my main subjects in the magazine. I had to debate what these main subjects would be and what they would look like. In the end, I decided I was going to use Barbie dolls. With my prior knowledge from camera terminology in regards to shots, angles, and composition, I was able to take clear pictures and expand on how they impacted the design and feel. I had to create drafted images of what I wanted my cover photo to look like. I utilized Canva to make my visions come to life. Once my final cover was finished, I worked on my table of contents and started to sketch ideas, and then utilized Canva to create these designs. Before I started my own ideas, I looked at a previously completed table of contents from my genre so I could get an idea of what I needed to include to make my product look official. I then worked on my next task, which was my 2-page spread, where I decided the content of my article and analyzed previous articles from my genre so that mine would line up accurately. Once I finished my article, I began using digital drafts of my 2-page spread and then began to draft my final project. The revisions I made to my product were determined based on peer feedback from my peers and my teacher so that I could make a well-balanced product. Each blog, I got better with the editing software and how to approach the content, resulting in a final product that I was satisfied with. This has been my creative critical response number 3. Thank you.